Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, yeah. With some Asia, man. Keith wanted to hear some Asia. That's the heat of the moment. Listen, if you were around in 1982, the impact that Asia's first album made on the world is immeasurable. It was one of those albums that everybody in my high school had. Everybody had Asia's first album. It was just a smash hit. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing, everybody? It's a Thursday, and Steve Grzanich at 5 o'clock will have your opening bell, and then at 6 o'clock, my buddy and yours, the great Steve Cochran with Morning Drive. Text and phone is 312-981-7200, and we're going to play another edition of the Celebrity Name Game, where Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head playing a Celebrity Name Game, and we played our pop-up video a little bit earlier this week, and Esmeralda just smoked me on that one. It was embarrassing, wasn't it, Dan? Embarrassing for everyone.
Yeah. Skip was shaking his head as he was walking to the
track. Oh, is that right? Skip was upset?
I don't know if upset. I think he was happy for Esmeralda.
Yeah.
But just, yeah, you know, he just was kind of like, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to play some Celebrity Name Game. Esmeralda just came into the studio. You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready to play some Celebrity Name Game?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Can we hear the thing?
It's Nick D. Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's going to be fun. Let's start and play.
There it is. Yeah, Celebrity Name Game based on the great Craig Ferguson and his TV show, Celebrity Name Game. We get each two cards. One side of the card is grouped together. They have a theme, and the other side of the card is anything at all. The first card that we give, I give a clue. Esmeralda guesses. Esmeralda gives a clue. I guess. That's how it works. And the first side of the card is themed. And the second side is anything at all. 45 seconds for the first side and 75 seconds for the second. So are we going to have Dan, should Esmeralda give me clues first?
Yeah, winners usually go first.
Oh.
Wow.
That's right.
Dan will
winner.
Dan will keep track of the time and of the points. Okay, Esmeralda, what are we doing here now? What?
One word. Movies with one word titles.
Movies with one word titles. Movies with one-word titles. Okay.
Three, two, one.
The Mike Myers movie where he's green.
Shrek.
The boat hits the iceberg.
Titanic.
Fall. Oh, this one's about ice with the cartoon, and they got the Let It Go.
Frozen.
Yeah.
It's about ice.
Or he shoots ice out of her fingers? I don't know. This is, it's Sandra Bullock and...
Speed.
No, she's in space.
Oh, Gravity.
Yes. This is the Sigourney Weaver.
Alien. And,
yes. They slice the. You got to slice the garlic real thin.
Goodfellas.
This is that movie with Ben Affleck, and he's got the hostages. In
Argo.
70, yeah.
We got that. Did we get it?
I'll give you that one. Yep.
Okay. What was the last one?
There's three more.
Oh.
Skyfall, Lincoln. Batman.
Okay. So we get done in seven.
That is correct.
That's not bad.
Probably would have said Springfield again.
By the way, FYI. Yes. By the way, great clue for Goodfellas.
I was going to say the sauce. You got to stir the sauce.
It's the best. It's a great clue. You got to slice the garlic really thin.
Yeah, that's what I remember when they were slicing it.
It's in no other movie. That's the perfect clue.
That's all I think about when I slice garlic.
I agree with you completely. You get a razor blade out and start slicing. It's fantastic.
Slice it real thin.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Water babies.
What?
Famous Aquarians.
Oh, so I see.
They,
okay.
They're an Aquarius.
I was like, what kind of cartoon?
What is a water baby? What? All right, what do we got here? 45 seconds? What the hell? Yeah, 45 seconds on the clock.
Three, two, one.
Is married now to Mila Kunis.
Ashton Kutcher.
Right. He was on SNL He was an unbelievably great stand-up comedian who was in CB4.
Chris Rock?
Yeah. But the president that you were just talking about from Springfield.
Lincoln.
Full name.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, God. She was a vice presidential candidate with McCain. I wish I could forget her name.
Yeah, the lipstick and the...
All right, let's...
Yeah, I can't remember.
Greatest hockey player ever.
Wayne Gretzky.
That's right. Very good.
I think
she hosts a show, a daily show, where she enjoys dancing.
Oh, Ellen.
Right. I got to skip this one. He was in Slapshot. He was also in Butch Cassidy and the...
Didn't help.
Paul Newman.
Slapshot.
That's the first one I think of.
Come on.
That's the first movie I think of.
Prison movie with the eggs.
Yeah, Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I go with Slapshot is my favorite. It's my favorite Paul Newman movie. All right. It was Sarah Palin, man.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah. And I had to skip Portia de Rossi. I always, because I, which one is she? Is she on Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I get her and the girl from the Sopranos confused all the time.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have.
Portia de Rossi, what's the other girl's name? Dan.
Drea De Mateo.
I get them. And they don't look, they don't look anything alike.
They have a slight, they could be sisters.
I get them confused all the time.
Yeah, me too. They could be sisters.
Okay. Because
familial look.
All right. Well, how many did you get?
Five.
Oh. All right. So next. Don't blame me.
You gave the clue.
All right. This could be anything.
Final, yes.
Yeah. So 75 seconds, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
3, 2, 1.
She's one of the ladies on Friends. She was in Scream.
Lisa, Courtney Cox.
Yes. This guy, he's on the radio and he yells a lot. He's kind of big dude.
Rush Limbaugh.
Yes. It keeps going and going.
Duracell. No.
No.
The bunny, Energizer bunny.
Yes. This is the teen show with Mario Lopez.
Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
I thought he was Italian.
The Microsoft guy.
Bill Gates.
Yes. He's that man, medical man on TV, and he's got the
Dr. Oz.
Yes. You drink this and it gives you energy and gives you wings.
Oh, Red Bull.
The movie with Bill Murray and Tobolowsky and
Groundhog Day.
Yes. They're black and white. They're animals. They look like horses.
Zebra.
And this guy's on CNN and he's got an animal name.
Wolf Blitzer.
Yes. Done.
Nice.
Hello.
Do you like that I clawed at you?
Yeah, you did. You clawed at me.
Claw motion.
All right, so we got them all then there.
All 10 for a total of 17.
Mm-hmm. 17.
You're welcome.
All right, Esmeralda.
Wolf Blitzer should, whenever he's like, I'm Wolf Blitzer, and then
he goes, and he should go, arr.
He could just claw. He could just a claw.
He wouldn't lose any credibility at all if he did that. You know when Wolf Blitzer, I don't know if you remember when Wolf Blitzer jumped to prominence, the first Gulf War. That's when, like, anybody...
He was on all the time?
He was on all the time. Wolf Blitzer. He was a correspondent, and he covered the first Iraq War in 91. Okay, and that's the first time anybody was like...
Who's this man named Wolf?
Wolf Blitzer? So, okay. 75 seconds?
75 seconds.
Could be anything at all.
Yep.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
He delivers presents December 24th.
Santa Claus.
This is where you go if you cut your hand badly, you have to go to?
The ER.
Right. Your little DiCaprio movie that you love.
Romeo and Juliet.
That's
Baz
right.
Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet.
No, it's just Romeo plus Juliet. She played Maude.
Bea Arthur.
Right. Our football team, professional football team here.
The Chicago Bears.
Right.
Well, no.
She was one of the housewives of something?
Of Orange County?
I don't know. She was one of the...
She was one of them?
Yeah.
Oh,
she had her own spinoff show.
Oh, man. She's that skinny girl lady. I can't remember.
Anymore. Okay. The movie with Ally Sheedy, Judd Nelson, they're all in detention.
Breakfast Club.
Right. He was a famous, famous golfer. I'm going to skip that one. This is the kind of car that Joel Goodson drives in Risky Business. Really nice.
I haven't seen it.
There is no substitute, this kind of car. Really fancy car.
Mercedes-Benz?
No. Real,
Jaguar.
One word.
Ferrari.
No. All right, we'll skip
Maserati.
That one.
Maserati.
No. You get everything but this one. Is that time? Okay. Porsche.
Oh, Porsche.
Bethany Frankel?
Ah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, she does them skinny girl drinks.
Okay, I don't know that. I just knew she was. Which housewife was she?
She's New York.
She was in New York. Okay. Yeah. I knew she was a housewife.
Yeah, that's her big thing. She was a nutritionist, and then she did this line of low calorie.
Okay.
Mixed drinks and wine.
Next time she comes up as a clue, I'll know all
skinny
that.
Skinny girl.
All right, what's the score?
17 for Nick, 11 for Esmeralda.
Oh, boy.
Okay. How many for me?
11. Okay. All right. We got forecast and traffic here. Dan, if you could see the look on Esmeralda's face while this song is playing.
It sounds like it should be a theme song to a TV show.
Yeah.
I can just imagine like the characters looking into the camera and smiling.
Well, this is from the smash hit debut album of Asia. It's Only Time Will Tell. Song is a jam. Triple Play Thursday. Mm.
Is Asia the one with the dragon thing?
Yes.
On the poster?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, there's a framed poster of it in Steve Carell's house in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, framed poster.
That's a great little detail, man. There's also a poster of Doug Henning on his front door. Do you know who Doug Henning is? Look him up online.
Okay.
He was a magician in the 70s and in the early 80s, and he had like a mustache and he wore suspenders. And
cool. Oh, boy.
So funny. All right. 17 to what? Me at 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. All right, Esmeralda, what's the category?
Oh. Brotherly Lovelies. All About Philadelphia.
Oh. Sorry.
I was waiting for it. I thought I was going to say Brotherly Loverlies.
Mm. I don't know. To rhyme it?
Yes, okay. To rhyme it.
All right, Brotherly Loverlies.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, he's a comedian. He is short. He was in those movies with Ice Cube where there were cops.
Kevin Hart.
Yes. This is it's cracked and it makes a
Liberty
ding
Bell.
Dong.
Liberty Bell.
She was a princess. She was an actress. Oh, she was. She's in the movie.
Oh, Grace Kelly. Grace Kelly.
Yes. He's in. He's in that movie with Jennifer Lawrence and they're dancing.
Bradley Cooper.
Yes. We were talking about these. The two places are across the street from each other. Which
cheesesteaks.
The best one?
Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
Yeah. He gets jiggy with it.
Will Smith.
This guy runs up the stairs and he boxes.
Rocky.
Time.
Dang.
What else was
that? The Stars and Stripes.
Mm-hmm.
No idea how I was going to do that. Oh, your favorite, Kat Dennings.
Ooh.
And Independence Hall.
Okay. Well, some of those were tough.
Yeah. He gets jiggy with it.
That was good. And you were getting jiggy with it for people who couldn't see us.
Nah, 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 nah.
All right. what's this? The most wonderful things of the year. Christmas movie stuff.
All right.
Christmas movie stuff.
Movie stuff. Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Second time we've had this clue during
Santa
this game.
Claus?
Yes. The Macaulay Culkin almost killing two guys.
House, Home Alone.
Right. I'm a kid. I don't believe in Santa Claus, and we go to court. Classic movie.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes. This is he's the character that Will Ferrell plays.
Buddy.
Yeah, but
Buddy the Elf.
Right. This dude leads the sleigh with his
Rudolph.
But hold
the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Right. The family in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, who Chevy Chase plays.
Oh, I can't pass.
Okay. I just mentioned him. He played Elf.
Oh, Will Ferrell.
Right. Jimmy Stewart is going to kill himself.
The Wonderful Life.
Right.
Time.
Okay. The Grinch was on here. Oh. Macaulay Culkin was on here. Clark Griswold is the
that's right. Yeah,
the character from the... Okay, where are we now?
You both had 7 that last round, so 24 to 18.
Okay. You ready? So it's final thing here could be anything. 75 seconds on the clock.
3, 2, 1.
This is Batman's villain, enemy.
The Joker?
Yes. He threw pencils into the ceiling.
David Letterman.
this show used to have Jon Stewart.
The Daily Show.
Yes.
You said show. Go ahead. That one doesn't count, man.
She was on SNL, and she's in that Sisters movie.
Amy Poehler, Tina Fey.
No, the other one, yeah. He has that song about thunder, and he's a country star.
Garth Brooks?
Yes. Who's the main man on the cartoon show with the family, and he says, no.
Homer Simpson.
Yes. This is Darth Vader's voice.
James Earl Jones.
Yes. This guy throws footballs, and he's like one of, there's two other brothers.
Oh,
I think this is the funny one.
Peyton, why am I blanking on his last name? Peyton Manning.
Yes. President, in the '80s.
Reagan, Ronald Reagan.
Yes. And then Bill Gates, started this.
Apple?
No.
Microsoft?
Yes.
Okay. Why are we getting two Bill Gates questions and two Santa Claus questions? What the hell is going on? All right, where are we at?
9.
They need more exposure.
Okay, so how many?
33.
All right. All right, we ready?
Yes.
I don't think you can win, though.
Whatever.
3.
Okay.
2, 1.
He's at Star Trek. He's got the ears.
Oh, Spock.
Right. One of the funniest women on the planet, Bridesmaids, SNL.
Kristen Wiig.
Right. Hibbida. He's at Warner Brothers.
Porky Pig.
Right. But he's in Maroon 5.
Adam Levine.
Right. Tremendous actress who was just in Arrival. She was in American Hustle.
Amy Adams.
Yes. This is a game that you play. Sweet stuff that you eat is called?
Candyland.
Right. This was the show with Draper, Don Draper.
Mad Men.
Right. Man, okay, actor. He was in Boogie Nights. He was in Patriots Day.
Wahlberg.
Right.
Not Donnie. Oh, man.
If I take a pen and I leave something.
Mark Wahlberg.
Right. The lead singer of the Rolling Stones.
Mick Jagger.
Right. And the show with Regis Philbin. Is that your final answer?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's right. we got them all.
You did.
All right. So what was the final?
33
I like
to
that,
28.
Dan. You did.
33 to 28.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I won.
Yeah.
That victory of yours was fleeting.
Whatever.
All right. We have to break. Okay. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Fly Jams Friday.
Fly Jams Friday. Then.
And for people who have baseball cards and want to know what they're worth, Michael Osaki is going to be with us talk about the worth of sports memorabilia.
Very good.
Cool. We'll see you tomorrow. News is next.